This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We're going to get right to the phones. Just a couple quick ticket texts resetting where we're at. 9 o'clock hour, a hypothetical. Next 10 Super Bowls determined by AI. The Lions win the 2025 Super Bowl. But not again in the 10-year span. No dynasty, but you get your Super Bowl, deal or no deal. I said deal. Tom said deal. Greg said deal. John Jansen says no deal.
No deal.
And Heather Park, there's some fighting in the household. You say no deal.
I do say no deal for numerous reasons. I agree with a lot of what John is saying. Also, I wouldn't want those nine years of just knowing, well, this is dumb, I'm not going to watch. But also, is it really that exciting when you know you're going to win the Super Bowl? Like, isn't the fun of watching games waiting in anticipation, the like nail-biting situations?
Anxiety.
Right? Like, you're already going to know what's going to happen. Is it really that cool?
You want to live the story. Yeah, you don't want to know what the ending.
Yeah.
You're one that reads the last chapter before you read the entire book,
no,
don't you?
Yeah, I don't.
Yes.
But I think even knowing how
now.
A movie ends, you can like the movie.
You can. I've done that before. People have spoiled the ending of shows and I'll still
You'll
watch.
You'll still watch it. It's still great. And Ticket Text is pointing this out. Says, we watched, we knew this team probably wouldn't win 8 games. What's the difference? We get the Super Bowl and then we know what the other stuff looks like.
It's different when you're going to win, I think.
Well, your husband says that he's disappointed. He would take the deal, right?
He would take the deal. He says he's waited long enough. He wants it. Yes.
You're also painting the picture that you're giving the perception that we're not going to win a Super Bowl. There's that chance. There's also a chance you could win one or two or more.
I know.
And I just want the chance at more.
Texter says no deal. There are some people on your side, John. We deserve a dynasty. I don't want us to turn into the Bears. Always talking about the one Super Bowl we won way back when. Jeff in Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have made the Ditka Campbell comparisons. A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. John is another dumb Michigan general studies football player. Boy, that's
it wasn't general studies, but
it's pretty pointed.
It depends on. Never mind. I won't go down that road. Depends on the bird. Depends on the bush.
Hey! Kinesiology major.
That's right.
What was your degree in?
Kinesiology.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Greg.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
100% agree with John. An athlete mindset doesn't work. You can't just accept one and
done. What the hell does that mean?
Just getting back at you.
Yeah. Get back to suitcases.
Yeah, right.
Isn't kinesiology the one they just kind of pool all the dumb athletes into? Isn't that?
No, that would be rocks for jocks.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's a geology course.
Oh,
yes.
Is that?
Yes, as I offend every geology teacher. Okay.
If you're a geology teacher.
Yeah. Trust me.
I
didn't take your class, so it doesn't matter. And I did get a text from mom. Dad's 75.
Oh.
sorry, my math was off on that one too. Mom happens to be 49. You know, it's just she claims.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the phones. Ed, who are you with? Deal or no deal?
Oh God, I'm glad you let me on. Thanks, guys. Look, I'm with you, John.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna hang up, and I'm gonna listen to you argue about it. Because the point of view I'm hearing from Costa is the point of view of somebody who has never been past high school level athletics, if that, okay? And we're talking about Gen X fanboys. No self-respecting athlete would ever give up the chance for more than one, period.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to hang up and listen to y'all argue about that.
Ed, couple notes. But before you hang up, can you say Thanksgiving for us?
Yeah, it's me.
Thanks, Ed.
I'm the one that Mike always makes fun of, but I want you to notice something.
Yes.
I'm right more than Mike.
Oh,
that's
boy.
That's a low bar.
Gauntlet thrown down.
So,
yeah. Ed,
all you have to do is review the phone calls.
Oh, check the tapes. Yeah. Look at the receipts. Uh-huh.
Check the tape, baby.
As soon as you spoke.
My bona fides are there.
I said, this is the Thanksgiving guy. Ed, I love the phone call. I will concede I did not play beyond high school sports.
Uh-huh.
But I need to remind John and Ed that John is no longer a professional athlete.
I didn't say that. I'm not making that claim. I'm not taking this as, oh, I get to play in the next one or the next one. No, those days are long gone. What I'm saying is I don't want to limit anyone or anything to just one. And then for the rest of that time, whatever that time period is, this is why I never take the deal. I always want more. He's partially right. I don't know that any true competitor would take this deal because you are limiting yourself. You're saying, well, I'm only going to get one and I'll be lucky to get that one. Yeah, there's some luck involved, but I want that chance at one this year. And then when this year's gone, I want that chance at one next year. When that year's gone, I want that. Now, you're not going to win 10 out of the next 10. You're probably not going to win 3 out of the next 10. You might not win one of the next 10.
That's the point.
I get that.
I think some of this would be, too, if it was any other team. Like for the Lions, the Super Bowl and one Super Bowl holds such a significance to the city. To me, as a fan, that's how I answer it, as a fan, not as a professional athlete.
Well, and this is a stupid argument to begin with, but I'm not going to sit there and say, well, one's not special. One would be epic. One would be unbelievable. And if that's all I end up with after 10 years of playing this dumb game, then so be it. But I want to have the chance to win more.
People have pointed out that your career has resulted in no Super Bowls and only a half national title. So you should probably take the championship.
Okay, yeah. Show up. keyboard warriors.
Someone did bring up Valeni. This one says, the 10 years after the Super Bowl would be miserable listening to Valeni spew how every year is a failure because they didn't win another one. The expectations would go through the roof and we would eat ourselves alive if we settled for just one.
And then you'd also have 10 years of everybody agreeing with him on the show saying the same thing. Yeah. I mean, that would just like wear on you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right. Yeah, Mike.
I hate that Thanksgiving guy. And he just became the I'm always right guy. Don't play that game. Oh, boy.
Hey, check the bona fides.
He said, check the tape.
Did you hear him as he was, the mic drop was, the bona fides.
Did he? I missed that. Did he say that?
Oh, no, we got, yeah.
It's oh, perfect.
Yes, love, Ed.
We have tape of that too, Ed. All right, Tony in Oak Park, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Just working. I wanted to call and make the point that, you know, we saw the Tigers dominate the AL Central for a decade plus under Jim Leland, and they never won one.
Yep.
And we saw the Royals go from the basement to winning one to back to the basement in that same time frame. The Kansas City Royals get to say they won a championship while we get to say, well, we were good for a while. So I will absolutely take that deal. And, you know, you can take all the chances you want at winning multiple. You could also come up with winning none.
That's a possibility. That's a risk. That's a risk you take when you play the game. You might win, but you also might lose.
Well, and the regret that we have from those Tigers teams about how didn't they and how the 2012, 2013 Tigers and the regrets of those seasons haunt you.
Sure.
The Royals get to hold up a World Series trophy. I would have rather been the Royals the last decade than the Tigers the last decade.
Well, if you look back. I mean, and that's the beauty of hindsight. You can look back and say, oh, sure, I'd rather have won a World Series than not.
We're giving you the chance to do it.
We're looking forward.
Yeah, we're giving you the chance to not be Captain Hindsight.
But when you say it like that, you're saying, well, you're never going to win one. That's not the other option.
Well,
the other option is, yeah, you might win one. We might end up with at the end of 10 years, both having won one. I might have zero. I also might have more.
Greg, you look like you have
something. I was going to say, they only hand out one of these a year.
It makes perfect sense. I agree with you, Josh. I agree with you.
Um, And then, like, another thing, the Buffalo Bills, right? They had four cracks at the Super Bowl, the literal Super Bowl game itself, yeah. And you still don't win it. Like, mm-hmm.
They get one in this one.
They do. You want to go through this again for people just to reset? So the Lions would win the 25 Super Bowl. Awesome. We don't have to wait. That makes it even better. I don't know.
But you know what happens. Woohoo. Sweet.
I wonder if Buffalo and Cleveland are doing the same topic today.
So the Eagles have the 26 Super Bowl.
Oh, 2 in 3 years.
Followed by the Chiefs. Then the Bills finally break through in 2028. Mm-hmm. Commanders in 29. Da Bears in 2030.
Bears.
Yeah, in this alternate universe, we have to suffer through another Bears Super Bowl. Cowboys in 31.
Back to relevancy. They win a postseason game.
I don't like that. The Browns would win a Super Bowl in 2032. Oh. Quarterbacked by Shadur, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. Browns going to the Super Bowl.
I think they'll appreciate this one a little more. Steelers in 33 and Chiefs in 34. Let's get back to the phones. Joel in Fenton, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I agree with Jansen. I'm not signing the deal.
Hey, you want more bites at the apple, don't you?
Well, here's the thing. The formula is there. And as long as the formula is there, the formula being Brad Holmes at the top, and Dan Campbell leading this team, I think that the opportunity is there. Yes, it's taking one out of the hand and, you know, going after the three in the bush, but I don't think when you're as competitive and you're as built as this organization is for the long term as well, I'm not signing the deal for just one. I want three or four or five. I believe the formula is there to compete for three or four or five.
I think the team certainly believes that way. I mean, they're going as far as not using all their cap space this year to carry it over for future seasons. I mean, that's how we take this hypothetical and turn it into a real story, by the way, is they aren't going to use all their cap space this year. They're going to spread that out in the future to give themselves multiple cracks at this.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Deal or no deal? I guarantee you the Lions Super Bowl. Easy, right? Deal.
Yeah, if you want the easy way out.
I'm the bad guy for wanting and guaranteeing the city. I should be a hero for taking the deal. I'm giving the city of Detroit a Super Bowl parade, uh-huh. The likes of which we could only dream of.
And 9 more years of never having a chance. And as one person put it, never winning another game.
I don't know. In my eyes, I'm the hero of this story. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's a deal or no deal question. I think it was DraftKings. They put out an AI-generated next 10 Super Bowls. The Lions win one, the next one, but not another one.
Mm-hmm.
Deal or no deal, you take one Super Bowl, but you don't get your dynasty. I know everybody's excited. It's dynasty in the making.
No more chances.
There are a lot of dynasties that were supposed to be dynasties that never turned into dynasties, in football or otherwise.
You are correct.
Let's get to the phones. Steve in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Steve.
Yes. On that question that you had, no, I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't go for just one Super Bowl because I think we're going to have multiple Super Bowls. I think Holmes has done a great job as far as putting the team together with excellent team chemistry. The coach is great. General manager is great. The management from top to bottom is great. It's a beautifully put together team that's gonna win us multiple Super Bowls.
I agree, Steve. I'm right there with
it's
you.
It's just wild
standing side by side
to be throwing that out there like that. Like the Bills came into Detroit and throttled us. They haven't won a Super Bowl. They're also a contender, right? The Ravens have Lamar with multiple MVPs. They can't get to the Super Bowl. The idea that we're just rattling off multiple Super Bowls like it's nothing.
I'm not saying we're rattling off multiple Super Bowls. I am exposing myself to zero.
This guy's already playing two parades.
I'm exposing myself to zero, but I'm also keeping my options open and exposing myself to one, which could equal yours. I don't know when it's going to come. You want the instant gratification of one right now, which I understand.
I just think if you're getting one in the next 10 years, I'd pick it as soon as possible.
Sure, that's fine. But I also want more.
Okay. Texter says, John is right. It's Worm from Rounders.
Mm.
The casino industry thanks you for your mindset, John. I believe Brad
Holmes. You're the gambler.
Look, in a lot of instances, you roll the dice. When it's a Lions Super Bowl, I'm not leaving that to chance.
Okay.
I believe Brad Holmes will continue to draft very well, which means the chances of winning multiple Super Bowls is high.
It's on the table.
Signed San Francisco 49ers. I added that at the end. I mean, there's
really?
There's so many examples of this.
You did.
The Bills of the 90s lost four Super Bowls. The Vikings of the 70s lost four championships.
Mm-hmm.
All these teams that we thought were going to win multiple Super Bowls. You don't have to just do modern day. You can look through the history of the sport. So,
well, thanks for the history lesson.
Of course. Happy to help. Let's go to John in Detroit. John, you're on 97.1.
Hi. I want to make a point to Mr. John Jansen. I'm pretty sure he played in the league almost 10 years.
But
if he took that deal, he would be known as Super Bowl champion John Jansen. That's the only thing lacking in his career is a ring. So I don't know how he can make that claim that he wouldn't take that deal.
If you had told me as a rookie that I was going to play 12 years and I could be guaranteed one Super Bowl, my rookie season, but the rest of my time in the NFL was going to be for nothing, I'm not taking that deal. As a player and exactly, as a competitor, I always want more.
Exactly. But if you took that deal, you'd be known today as Super Bowl champion John Jansen, just like Lomas Brown is Super Bowl champion Lomas Brown. So I can see your point, but I wish you would see mine. That's all.
Well, I see your point. Yeah. I mean, I see you want something guaranteed. Nothing in life is guaranteed. I hate to break that to you.
But we're giving you a rare chance at it.
Well, yeah, but you're always looking in the past.
You're just handing it to him, though. Like, he's not earning it. You're just handing it to him.
But you're all, this is all in the past.
You're having the chance to be as successful as Lomas
Brown. I'm looking forward to the future. Oh, and TJ Lang. Don't forget Super Bowl champ TJ Lang.
Super Bowl champion. All these guys in your life that did it and you didn't, and you've given the chance and you still say
no. That's why I'm never going to a Super Bowl. Because I do. I mean, I missed out on the fact of I was never a part of a team that went to a Super Bowl.
Joe in Sterling Heights, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, men. I guess I'm going to jump on board with everybody else who's pretty much called, and I'm going to agree with John. And part of it is, as I've gotten older, it's about the journey. You know, the end result, while it would be great to get a Super Bowl, it would suck for the next 9 years, I think Heather said it, to not be interested in the games and not want to watch the games and not to already know the end result. You know, a lot of times, you know, in life we're taught to focus on the finish line, but the best stuff happens on the way to the finish line, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah, it's about the journey. Yeah, it's about the experience. And I want the option of not having a great experience one time. We all get to the end of our lives, and I'm sure everybody looks back and goes, boy, I wish I would have done something differently here. I've got a lot of those now, and I'm not even, hopefully, today's not the end. But certainly, you look back, and there's things that you would have done differently. Would I have loved to win one as a player? Sure. But I'm not taking a guarantee. I want to earn it. I want to be able to fight for it. I want to fight for it year in, year out.
I got to admit, taking the deal, I would still watch the other 9 years.
Yeah.
I'd love to see how it ended.
Did you watch the?
That's like
but
the,
you're
that's like
know
a
how it ends. The AI already told loss. You.
No, yeah. No, but when and where and how? How's it play out? Like that's the sadomasochist Lions fan in me that's still.
Hold on, you can still win the division. You could still beat your rivals. You can still go to the Super Bowl. Like there's not like these seasons are automatic 0-16s. Which, by the way, we also stomached and watched. Spoiler: they weren't going to win the Super Bowl that year. Not like fans stopped watching.
Like after they win it, you know, J-Mo goes on some fireworks binge and stuff.
Okay, I mean, all right. A couple more ticket text says, with our past history, heck yes, I'm taking the Super Bowl. You got Costa sounding like Mark Ryan making up something and saying he delivered it to us. Boy, I don't love that.
That might have been the meanest text. Everybody says, oh, these texts are going to be hard on John. No, that I think that one was might have been the toughest one.
How about this one? Moral of the story, John lasts longer than Jim.
I mean, I think we could.
You don't have to finish your statement,
yeah.
John.
I mean, we could take score.
Thank you.
We're talking about Super Bowls.
Roseville police are investigating a theft from a nonprofit that helps homeless veterans. On Sunday, a woman was caught on camera stealing items from a veteran thrift store near 12 Mile and Gratiot Avenue. This woman walked into the store. She made her way to like the back room where the bathroom is located, open to the public.
Yeah.
But while she was there, she found and snatched an employee's purse. Mm. In that purse, there was a social security card, money for her 6 children. Obviously, everything else you carry in a purse.
Yeah.
Then, that wasn't it though. The thief changed her clothes, made her way into the nonprofit's shelter where she got to the main office there. She stole bridge cards, bus passes, keys to the building, keys to the truck sitting outside. Just devastating. But very clear video of this woman. So police are hoping somebody will recognize her. And if you do, give police a call. You could also make donations to this nonprofit to help them out as well. A big name in Detroit sports TV is being taken off the air. Mickey York, who has worked with FanDuel Sports for 25 years, announced on X that his position has been eliminated and he's no longer going to appear on broadcasts for the Detroit Tigers. He most recently worked as host of the pre and post game shows for the Tigers and for the Pistons. And in his post on X, he said that the Tigers are going in a different direction with their broadcasts.
Yeah, I'm bummed. 25 years is a long time. It's a staple for a lot of this.
Yeah.
A bummer for him. I mean, that's never a way anyone wants to go out. Like, sorry, your position's being eliminated.
No, we've seen this.
You want to go out on your own terms.
Yeah.
When you're ready to.
They've been trimming back that staff, right? Because he's not the only one.
No, he's not, but it's a shame. The Pittsburgh Pirates another incident happening at PNC Park. They had to suspend an employee after he was caught whipping a fan with his belt during a heated altercation. So it went down at PNC Park following Sunday's game against the San Diego Padres. And it started, I guess, when this fan and his friend started harassing a female concession worker. So this male employee jumped in, tried to break up this whatever was going on, the tension. He was able to get the fans back, and he tried to walk away. He said, "That's done. I broke this up." But the fans started following him. They started like taunting him, right, heckling him. So he eventually responded by throwing multiple punches. And then another fight broke out between these guys. Yeah. And he also took off his belt and started whipping the fan with it. So police were eventually called to the scene. The employee has been suspended. There is an investigation underway. No criminal charges have been filed. But not something you see. You see fan fights break out once in a while in the stands, but not usually with an employee. Yeah. Authorities in Florida are searching for a bear that attacked and killed a man and his dog in the state's first ever bear attack.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission say an 89-year-old man and his dog were killed in separate attacks near the man's home. And now they're warning residents that the bear could still be out there in the vicinity. So remain alert, avoid certain areas. They did say, the commission did say, they have killed three bears in the area, and now they're waiting on DNA testing to see if those bears were involved in these incidents. They're not sure if it was one bear that attacked twice, if it was multiple bears. Pretty crazy situation, though. It's not something I picture happening in Florida either.
No, you wouldn't think so.
That's
which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Also crazy, listen to this headline. A woman's meth-smoking raccoon got her busted for drugs.
Back up. Her what now?
Her meth-smoking raccoon got her busted for drugs.
Is this also in Florida?
No, this is in Ohio. So there's this woman, 55 years old, pulled over on Monday for an outstanding warrant. And she was also driving on a suspended license. But it turns out that none of that really mattered, because what police found in the car is quite shocking. They found a pet raccoon. And then the woman got busted for drugs because the raccoon pulled out a meth pipe and tried to smoke it. The cop couldn't stop laughing. It was all caught on his body cam. And one report said the cop took that meth pipe away from Chewy, the raccoon.
Chewy.
So Chewy grabbed a second one and tried to smoke that one as well.
Oh, man.
So now the woman is also facing drug charges because they dove a little deeper and they found three pipes, a small amount of crack, and 7 grams of meth. And she's facing now felony drug possession. And they're checking in to see.
And high in the middle, Ohio.
They're also checking to see if she had a permit to legally own this raccoon.
She would have got away with it if it wasn't for her meth-smoking raccoon.
Exactly.
Heather with the news. Hey, coming up next, a former Detroit Tiger calls out the fan base. We'll play the audio next, 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting the over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's getting hot. And once the game starts, that's when things really get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win something big. If you don't already have an account, it's not too late to get in all the action. You're going to get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to join today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we have some audio, former Tiger calling out the fan base. I do have a ticket text to pass along because we asked for this.
Yeah.
Your experience at the airport today, just kind of in the background of our show. This is the first day with the real ID. Texter says, I blew through the airport security at McNamara. Every single security line is open. Every single line is open. They have people checking for real ID before you get to the TSA agent. Less than 5 minutes to go through pre-check. All lines look light. Matt in Waterford.
Awesome. I saw my friend posted something on social media too. Said 9 minutes in and through security.
Awesome.
Easy breezy. People awesome. Are prepared. TSA is prepared.
So this didn't sneak up on people.
Going off without a hitch.
So far.
Good. All right. We have audio from Austin Jackson. Remember Austin Jackson?
Yes.
I do.
Tiger center fielder. Played a really good defensive center field at Comerica Park. Would never leave his feet. He could still get to the ball even without leaving his feet. Mm-hmm. I was at the game. He got traded away. And he had to jog in from center field. Heather, you were at that same game.
I was there. It was very strange. Yeah. It was a very strange moment. I've never seen anything like that happen before.
Was it the David Price deal? Yeah, David Price deal. Yeah. Anyway, Austin Jackson, he was on a Tiger podcast, Tiger Territory. Cody Stavenhagen is one of the hosts on that podcast, beat writer for the Tigers. And Austin Jackson, he didn't hold back. Yeah, Ernest.
You always hate that I told you so guy.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yep.
You know, because there's always the... You know, at the beginning of the year, every year they're going to the Super Bowl, they're going to the World Series,
and then
even
the
if
off
they have
chance,
no chance
they're right, they're going to hold it over your head. Yeah,
exactly.
And it's also frustrating, and we see this in the Lions fan base, the self-loathing, like they're not this good. I'm waiting to see them fall so that I can say I told you so.
Yeah, I don't know how you watch games on a regular basis with that mindset, almost hoping that they fail so that you can say I told you so.
I think to the extent that it's happened to the Lions fan base, it's like a disorder. Like, I think the losing has like rewired people's brains. So the only joy that they would get is when the Lions would lose, and they would lose a lot. So you'd end Sundays feeling good and you'd rub it in the face of all your friends. See, I never thought they were very good. Why do you root for this team?
Or they rewired it so much that you'd only accept one.
Thanks for that. I don't want to be lumped in with Ernest. But we want to know about Ernest. If you know an Ernest, if you are Ernest, this idea that you're rooting or waiting for the inevitable downfall because this isn't real. John, I look at this situation with the Tigers and I don't think, oh boy, the other shoe's going to drop and they're going to collapse.
No, because
I think like they're going to get better. They're going to get healthy. They don't have one of their catchers, their starting catcher to begin the season in Jake Rogers. Mm-hmm. They don't have Matt Vierling, at least not yet. He's on the mend. He's hitting right now in AAA. And I don't know about Parker Meadows, but there is a possibility that he comes back. The trade deadline. I know they work the phones 12 months a year, but you would imagine if they're in contention, they've got the prospects. I expect them to get better than they are right now, more than I am waiting for some kind of step backwards.
I'm with you. Obviously, this is a team that we thought at the beginning of the year with the way the schedule was, the teams they were playing, where they were playing, and then all of a sudden it was Vierling's down, Meadows is down. You go right down the list. They weren't able to sign Bregman. They had no third baseman. They had no right-handed bat. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden, they've got some right-handed bats. They've got Kerry Carpenter, who's hitting both righties and lefties. And the one constant, the one thing that we knew, and I think it's probably even been better than we anticipated, is the starting rotation.
Yeah, we thought it'd be a strength. It's a strength plus.
Yeah.
Plus, plus.
I mean, you look it's at the numbers guys. For Tarek Skubal, and they're eye-popping. It's unbelievable.
What was it? The last five starts, he's got an ERA under one?
Yeah, 0.90 ERA in those five starts, 30 innings pitched, and he has, 38 strikeouts.
More than one an inning.
And only one walk.
It's outrageous.
It's ridiculous. And then you follow it up with Jack Flaherty. I know Jack Flaherty's record isn't showing it, but he hasn't had the run support. He's kind of this year's Reese Olson. Mm-hmm. Then you bring in Reese Olson, Jackson Joe, Casey Mize.
Big story to get him back. What I don't get is the Tigers gave us legitimate things to complain about for a good stretch of time. Yeah, yeah. And we absolutely, fans had every right to look at that, be critical of that team. There was plenty to nitpick at and to legitimately gripe about. Guys, that's not happening now. I find it refreshing. It was one of the first takeaways I had a couple weeks into the season. Hi, me, big complainer guy. I don't have really anything to complain about with this team. It's refreshing how they have resurrected Torque and Baez and Mize. And if they take a step back down to reality, this team shows that they have some depth and they've got some guys that should be coming back from injury. This team is very much in the thick of this Central Division race. They're the favorites in this race right now. We're talking 90 wins or more with this team. We're talking trade deadline and getting better for this baseball team. This is the stuff we used to wait for and complain to get. We finally have it. You're not going to see me pulling an Ernest sitting here laying the rake in the ground waiting for people to step on it. I don't see that.
No, and you look at the schedule. Obviously, three against Colorado. I think things get better in the next couple of days. And then you've got an opportunity to test yourself against Texas, against Boston, and then a road trip with Toronto and St. Louis. Like, it's – I don't see this team falling off a cliff.
I don't either. And look, they're going to have a stretch where they're losing some games. I mean, that's inevitable over 162. But I don't know. Are people waiting for this 40-game mark at the end of the week?
So
are they waiting for the summer? I mean, who are these people that are waiting for it to go poorly?
In the first 35 – they're 9 games over 500. Okay, at some point, do they have a stretch of 10 games, 15 games where they're just 500?
Sure.
All right, they're still 9 games over 500. Like, I mean, that's, yes, are they going to remain? They'll probably bounce around a little bit, but they do have the opportunity to increase it. And those that have texted in, oh, well, Kansas City, they're right on your heels. Cleveland, right on your heels. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to 162 games and the fact that they are behind you. Now, they haven't played Cleveland yet. They did play Kansas City, won that series, 3 out of 4.
Yeah, I mean, later this month, they're going to face Cleveland for the first time.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that's the big baseball games. Ticket Texture says, I think an athlete should never attack a fan base. We're allowed to be skeptical and patient, Tom in Flat Rock.
I don't necessarily think it was an attack. You did call out some of the wishy-washy fans.
I think if you feel called out, good.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
You know what I mean? Like, if the shoe fits is kind of how I feel about that.
Yeah. Are you that old mindset, well, I can't make any determinations until they play 40 games.
And I'm not telling Tom, who's a regular listener here, you can't be critical. You can be critical. But it's odd in the face of so much good to say, I can't find anything bad, but the bad will be here someday, and then I'll be right. If you feel called out by that, I hope you're called out by that. That's just a miserable experience.
Yeah. Sitting there watching games, hoping and waiting for the bad so you can say, I told you so.
Like, if there's things you want to nitpick, like, go ahead, call and we'll talk about it. But there really aren't. So you're in absence of even having things to nitpick, the most miserable people on the planet are not going to tell you that there's anything wrong with the team now, but someday there may be. And when it is, they're going to be right in your face to tell you about it.
I mean, it's a little bit of a championship or bust mentality that people have in society now more than when I grew up watching sports. I think the division of our country even can play into something like that. People are just so one-sided or the other, you know, and it's like sports. We had when we were doing the Lions topic, the caller, the thing about the journey, enjoy the ride, seeing a team grow, learning about players. This is fun. They're 53-28 in their last 81 regular season games. That's half a season.
That's 100 win
pace.
That's
not fun to watch.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Or you can be a skeptic and you can down the road say, hey, maybe, yeah, but will this be successful in the playoffs? I think that's a little bit of a fair question.
And that's absolutely a fair question.
Because they don't have the stars that other teams have. They're not a sexy team. I think Mize, Torque, and Baez, you can still make the case they're going to teeter off. Well, guess what they've done? They've got them above pace where they should be. So when the Vierlings and Meadows come back and maybe Cobb.
Here's why I think it's a fair question. And again, we're not doing a lot of this in early May, but if you want to talk about, you know, the playoffs and fair questions, last year, this group of players couldn't bring in runners in critical games in the postseason. This same group of guys. So it's unproven, therefore it's a fair question. And you know who thought they should add another bat? Scott Harris. They pursued another bat. So that's why these are all fair questions. But that's not what Austin Jackson was talking about there. So we'll knock out some of your thoughts. Phone calls, ticket text, 97.1.
Hey, do you avoid being in pictures because you don't like the way you look? You're not even comfortable in the clothes that you're in? I've been there, and trust me, it sucks. Now picture yourself within 40 days being 40 pounds lighter. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You, and I've been able to keep it off. I'm 3 years into this partnership now, and I am still down well over those 50 pounds. Book today, and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free. We all need to know where we're going to start so we can set our goals. You're going to work with a weight loss coach. They're going to develop a plan that works for you. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy being in those clothes and taking your pictures yet again. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. $150 value, absolutely free.